in this special episode of Two Blokes from Blighty, for the first and only time, we're going to reveal what the bleep of the week is at the end of the episode. So make sure you stick around to after the ending theme music to find out what was said.
Hello, this is Tim from Two Blokes from Blighty.
Tim, quick question. Does it seem lovelier in here than normal?
Maybe a bit, but first we're going to hear a message from our friend Dan over at Casting Views.
Take it away, Dan.
And you're going to hear it live because I'm so excited that I'm actually with you two. Yeah, Dan from Casting Views, or should I say the lovely Dan from Casting Views. And I have to say, I always have the biggest of grins on my face. I actually laughed out in the office quite loud the other day when I heard that. So yeah, Dan from Casting Views. This is where I sell myself, isn't it? And I was saying to you beforehand
that Joey's the pimp.
Yeah, I'm pretty terrible at that.
Tell us all about Casting Views then, Dan.
Yeah, Casting Views, a general topic podcast. I take something that is either just got in my way that week or is of something of interest, or somebody said, do you fancy doing an episode on this? So I take the idea and run with it. It's a lighthearted podcast. I sometimes I like to entertain and maybe be informative, with a big emphasis on the maybe. But yeah, you'll hear some really random stuff from me. So
nice. Listen to Casting Views on all good podcast providers. And if it's not on there, it's not a good podcast provider.
Enough said.
Surprisingly erect Tim Fitzgerald.
Who apparently has a mouse in their house, but the only thing the mouse is eating is protein powder. So it's just a jacked as fuck mouse.
This is hard because you don't want to come across like someone the RSPCA will hunt down.
See, I've been dreading this. When you sent this to me, I just had images of like tabloid headlines.
I've been getting videos on my TikTok all this week of expired watermelons. I sometimes think these people are out there somewhere in the world breathing the same air as us.
It is. I've been training all week to not laugh at jokes, so
8 clicks of that skip 15 second button will get past this.
So I had about 2 minutes of mostly instrumental when you sort of just getting angry.
So I'll be reading news articles. Like, do you guys remember that famous news article from a couple of years ago about that Gordon Ramsay dwarf porn double that died in a badger den?
Go tell all your friends that this is the end. This is three guys from Great Britain.
It's three gents from Grimsby.
Dan, you're not from Grimsby, are you?
No, I'm from the Hertfordshire-Bedfordshire border.
Well, as long as you're not from Slough or Reading, because Tim made his feelings very clear on them last week.
Yeah, yeah,
So I am joined by the lovely Dan from Casting Views, as you have already heard. I will drop the from Casting Views. I won't drop the lovely throughout the show. I'm also joined by the surprisingly erect Tim Fitzgerald.
It's been years.
How are we both doing?
I'm very proud of myself right now.
And how are you, Dan? Nervous?
I have been both excited and at the same level nervous about this. And yeah, I was listening to last week's episode and I was thinking, yeah, okay. No, I'm all good. But then I did have the week from hell with podcasts. I did have to cancel on your original recording night. And then you just delayed it.
You make it sound like we are far more organized than we are, Dan. This is a very much our brand, to be skittish with the timings, but we're gonna follow our usual format. Tim, before we get into the quiz question, I wanna revisit something you said last week, and it was about our jingles. And what was it about the jingles that you wanted to think about?
About rotating the sections out,
so we have less jingles.
Not necessarily less, just like a rotating set of shows. I feel like you've made a jingle for the pub quiz.
So what you did last week was you said, we're going into the pub quiz question, wah, 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 and I said that was a jingle. Now, Tim, you protested at the time, but now
pub quiz question of the week. not a jingle. That's a sound effect at best.
What we have there is a fucking jingle, Tim. So, Tim, what we have there is a fucking jingle.
I'm actually really impressed with that one. That's really good. That's like the perfect length for a jingle as well.
I'll take that in mind because it's the shortest one by at least 20 seconds.
By at least 3 minutes.
So, Tim, what is our pub quiz question of the week?
Pub quiz question of the week, gang. According to the most recent UK census, what is the most popular girl's name in the UK?
Ooh, Dan, would you like a go? Oh. Tim will give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down, depending.
I'll just get the thumb down ready. do you know what? I haven't got a clue, but I'm going to have to say something that was probably so 1995, but Kylie.
Kylie, yeah, there we go. Thumbs down. I think Katie. Oh,
also
I only
thumbs
say
down.
Katie because my company that I work for, I said my company like I had any ownership. The company I have access to, at one point, was made up of 15% Katies.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty impressive. So this episode, Dan, what day of the week does Two Blokes come out?
Wednesday.
Well done. Can you choose a number between 1 and 3 for me?
2.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
It is Wednesday, the 31st of January.
Can I just say, I love your jingles. I'm here for the jingles all night long. Play them.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I was going to ask you if you wanted the full hypothetical one while we're here. But we'll see when we get to the hypothetical section whether you've changed your mind or not. Dan, as you are so lovely, we are going to let you choose the day of the week. You can ask Tim if you want how people should celebrate it, or you can come up with that yourself. So, the first one we have is National Backward Day. Okay. Where you do everything backwards.
Okay.
Seems incredibly counterintuitive to me.
Have we said the date that this comes out on for this?
Yeah, January 31st. Said wow. It before, Tim. Keep up, boyo. So the other one, I like the name of, I'm not sure I think the day's that exciting, Inspire Your Heart with Art Day. No? Okay. And then the final one is National Hot Chocolate Day.
Oof. No, do you know what? I think I'm going to have to go for National Backwards Day.
Backwards Day. Very nice. Would you like to decide how people will celebrate, or would you like Tim to?
I think I'd have to go for Tim. I think everyone would have to wear their clothes backwards, though.
Wear their clothes backwards, drive the cars backwards.
The motorways are chaos. I think you should listen to this episode of the podcast backwards.
Sit on Zoom calls and Teams calls backwards.
Yeah, turn your chair around on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Or just hang up when they call.
Yeah. Wait, do you guys do that already? Or?
yes. Well, there you go. National Backward Day is the day of the week. Tim,
yeah,
where would you like to go now?
I was talking to a friend of mine at work about animals because she has a mouse in her house.
Well,
in a minute.
Can I stop you because I have stolen that for our hypothetical question?
Oh,
so I do have to ask Dan, would you like the full jingle because I've not made a condensed version of it?
I want the full thing.
Okay, yeah. People on Spotify, if you've heard this already and you don't want to hear it again. First of all, what's wrong with you? Second of all, 8 clicks of that skip 15-second button will get past this. Sit back and enjoy. Time for a hypothetical stupid question. Tim needs to answer. Hypothetical. How would you survive a natural disaster? Hypothetical. Did you get the dog with size 10s? Hypothetical. What's the best way to drive pain around the bend? Right, Tim, I have a hypothetical for you. You have to have sex with 2 people with a combined age of 30. What ages are you choosing and why?
No, I don't want to answer this.
What do you mean you don't want to answer it?
I'm sick of hypotheticals.
Yeah, I know you don't want to answer. That's what makes it funny. Hypothetical. Halfway through, guys. Choose a surname that isn't fit. Hypothetical.
I want to jump in though straight after with something.
What if a man came and fondled your tits? Hypothetical. How would you go about robbing a bank?
Tim, you look so annoyed.
Hypothetical.
Sorry, Tim.
No, it's fine.
How long could you go without having a wank? Right, Tim, your hypothetical this week is if you had to nuke one city in the UK, wipe it off the face of the planet forever, who would it be? Where would it be? Why would you do it to those poor innocent people? It was Reading.
I just want to say something about that, though, first, before we carry on. So, and this is more going to be aimed at Tim. So I got a sneak preview of this jingle. So Joey sent it to me and said, what do you think of this, right? And then I said to him, because obviously it went out before the first episode that it featured in, and I said, but what's it for? And he goes, well, quite clearly the hypothetical section. And I felt quite stupid. But then the next morning he messages me and says, oh, I realised I only gave you the version with Tim's audio only, so it was missing out the whole hypothetical bit on it.
It was just a ukulele and you going, no, I don't want to do that.
This is awful, I'm not doing
so,
this.
So I had about two don't minutes consent. Of mostly, yeah, mostly instrumental and you sort of just getting angry.
Me at a gig.
Which version was better, Dan?
Come on, your cheery singing has got to top it all off, right?
Cheery's one way of putting it. And we're going to get back to the hypothetical in just a second, but Tim is sat in the room with Payne, and I know that Payne is playing Pal World, and I know that she's playing Pal World because I just saw her fist punch the air.
She's been getting very excited about catching creatures.
As she should. Tim, speaking of catching creatures, do you want to do our hypothetical this time?
Yeah, I can do. It comes with a bit of a preface. I was talking to a friend of mine at work the other day who apparently has a mouse in their house, but the only thing the mouse is eating is protein powder. So it's just a jacked as fuck mouse, I guess. So leads to the question, what animal do you think you could knock out in one punch? You get one clean hit.
I mean, if it was that mouse, it'd be obliterated, wouldn't it?
No, it would obliterate you.
Okay. Two. This is hard because you don't want to come across like someone the RSPCA will hunt down.
Ironically, yeah.
But also, I've made my disdain known for cat cafes in the past, so I'm choosing a cat.
It's not a wish list, it's what could you think
you could do. I'm going to choose a normal house cat.
I reckon I could probably knock out a dog with a clean hit, like a border collie or something.
A border? No, you couldn't.
I could.
No, I've heard this question elsewhere, and the guy who answered it was Eddie Hearn who answered it. And Dan, you know who Eddie Hearn is?
Yeah.
The boxing promoter. Tim, do you know who he is?
No.
Okay. So, Eddie, you've probably seen his out-of-context Eddie Hearn on Twitter. He was quite meme-y a little while ago, but he answered a lion.
You could not knock out a lion.
No. Dan, what do you think?
See, I've been dreading this. When you sent this to me, I just had images of like tabloid headlines the next day saying Casting Views host, you know, hates animals, you know. And I just had images and nightmares of you two sort of clipping out what you're saying and just leaving my audio in.
The whole podcast is you just going to be going, I would kick the shit out of a sheep.
I could destroy a squirrel.
Well, squirrel was on the list. No, so you both said cat and dog, so I instinctively didn't go for that because I thought you two would say cats and dogs.
Okay.
So I'm trying to go for where can I still come out with a bit of credibility? So I'm going for a snake.
Okay.
I think a snake, the momentum, because it's coming at me, so I'd be using its own momentum against it almost.
They have quite spherical heads, so if you punch down into the ground,
you could
really squash that fucker.
It'd be like one of those collapsing cups.
The follow-up to this question isn't something that Tim put in the running order. This is something I added. So the hypothetical really is if you had to knock out an animal, it doesn't have to be one hit. You have to knock out an animal, but using its own fighting technique. So if it was, I don't know, a horse, you'd have to kick it, like donkey kick it.
My brain went to whale. I know I couldn't do that.
So I think mine would be a chicken because it pecks and I could just headbutt. And being a Fitzgerald, Dan, what you would not know about us, our melons are ginormous.
I got massive tits.
I didn't think about melons when I said that. I meant melon as in head. We have big heads. It's a Fitzgerald curse. Sniper's
often stuck
dream.
In fences.
Sniper's dream is what they call us.
Yeah.
But I would. I think I'd flatten a chicken if I headbutted it.
I'd go with a praying mantis.
Because it's so small.
It's small, and all you have to do is rip off its head with your little spindly arms.
Oh, okay, cool. Just...
See, I
think you have to have sex with it first, though, so that might be a problem.
Oh, dear. Well, that's totally throwing me. No, I when I was thinking about this, you see, because I deliberated about this for a long time, I was thinking it's got to be my fighting style. So it can only be one of two things, because I'm not a fighter, right?
Okay.
And if you see me ever trying to fight, you will understand that. So it's either going to be a cat, because all it does is slap, kind of, you know,
yeah,
it does that slapping.
Yeah, okay.
Or a kangaroo, because it does that thing where it's standing upright but backwards and just kind of flailing its arms around. So I'd probably be doing that.
Have you guys seen the video of the guy who's got that kangaroo in his garden that's attacking his dog?
Yes.
I was going to bring that up. Yeah. And the kangaroo has the dog in a headlock, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the guy just goes over there and fucking decks a kangaroo. Like, and this thing starts like squaring up. Like, it takes a hit like a champ.
Well,
like,
what I would say, Dan, is kangaroos are quite big.
They're big, and they have been known to disembowel with their feet.
Yeah, but I'll probably take my chance with it. I mean, I'm using its own fighting style against it. In all the films, that's like rule number one, right, for the underdog to win, isn't it?
That
does
is
it count
true.
As knocking out if the thing's obliterated? Because I'm thinking goldfish.
Goldfish,
just one, one of them.
But how would a goldfish doesn't attack
how
anything?
Would you fight it, yeah?
Okay, fighting
then you'd have
fish,
to be
then.
Underwater.
I could stand in a puddle.
No, it's got to be in enough water for the fish to swim in, Tim.
Okay, deep puddle.
But you have to swim in it because it's a fish and you're using its fighting style.
Okay, well, I guess I'll headbutt it in a pool then.
I don't think you'd catch it.
I probably wouldn't, no. It's a lot more adapted to swimming. I'm going to stick with praying mantis.
And you've got to have sex with it.
You've got to have sex. I mean, you say got to. It's more of a have. It's more of a get to.
Dan is regretting his choice to join us at every second.
No, I'm actually now thinking where my mind was going. Well, what if we then sort of scaled up the animal then to make it a fair fight? So the goldfish would be Tim sized.
Same size as us.
Yeah.
Well, my chicken thing goes out the window. Because a human-sized chicken would kill me. I don't think there is one. We're not built for it, Dan.
No.
You said your head was one of the hardest things known.
I never said the hardest thing. It's incredibly large and incredibly soft.
It's like those big inflatable beach balls.
Yeah, it's like a slightly out-of-date cantaloupe.
I've been getting videos on my TikTok all this week of expired watermelons. I don't know if you guys have seen this.
No.
So essentially the inside rots first. So the skin looks very intact and these people like pick up a watermelon and it just rips apart like a wet paper bag.
See, that really makes me want to be sick.
Going down the rabbit hole now, TikTok, but I mentioned it on one of my previous episodes that the TikTok algorithm just seems to be incredibly powerful. And I made the mistake. I don't know if I want to mention him, but there's a guy who eats food and he's got famous because he just literally chews once. And then
oh, I've seen it.
Food.
Is his name Bevo?
Bevo. Bevo.
Yeah, Tim, he has like a roast potato and he'll bite once and swallow it.
As someone who has recently choked, that terrifies me.
Yeah,
Other video is him now. I can't get rid of him.
I hate him. He's an Arsenal fan as well, Dan, so you really
oh,
can't
no,
like
there we go.
Yeah. So I was going to mention my TikTok. You know, you get the live ones every couple of swipes.
Oh, yeah.
So for some reason, all of mine seems to be Chinese people inflating balloons above their head with water, and if you tip them, they increase the water until it explodes.
Right.
And they're all like... There's two of them that do it, and they do it on a 24-hour cycle. It is mental. But they're there, and they're going, please, please don't donate. Please don't donate. And then someone donates, and they go, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, and then inflate it. The woman is normally in a lake with a balloon above her head, so she's soaking wet anyway. The guy, when the balloon pops, because I sat there and watched it for about 20 minutes waiting for the ending, just lies there like he's died afterwards for a good 10 minutes. It's so strange. It's either that or like a Minecraft thing where they have to fill up a block with different materials in Minecraft, and if you tip them, it drops dynamite and explodes it. But they put a filter over their faces so they look like they're crying all the time. It's so strange.
I sometimes think, because I don't get the TikTok live things very often these days, I sometimes think these people are out there somewhere in the world breathing the same air as us. Yeah. What? So I'll be reading news articles. Like, do you guys remember that famous news article from a couple of years ago about that Gordon Ramsay dwarf porn double that died in a badger den?
Oh, yes, yeah.
The fact that you both have seen that makes me feel like I'm missing out. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, no, there's a dwarf porn double who looked like Gordon Ramsay. Yeah. And
you had me at dwarf porn double.
Yeah. I remember some of the films that he starred in because they were really funny, like Hi Ho, Hi Ho, It's Up Your Ass We Go. And he ended up dying in a badger den. Like, I don't know how he got in there. Yeah. And the police ruled it as suicide. But
can I just play this jingle and we'll get back to the conversation?
Oh, damn, that's crazy.
Because nothing that we say is going to be more mental than what you've just said to
me. But every now and again, I'll just think, what was I doing when this happened?
Yeah.
Where were you?
Dad was saying that the TikTok algorithm is really powerful. I worry that mine is like the fake torture of poor Chinese people who just want tips on TikTok. Yeah.
What have you been doing?
Yeah. maybe I'll cut this out. Who knows? Maybe that'll be my bleep of the week.
Whoa. To create a segue, okay. I've just pulled up Gaetano's cheesesteaks.
Whoa. I wish I had a jingle for Gaetano. Tim, can you just sing something?
Hang on.
I've never done this to Tim before, Dan.
I'm desperately scrolling for a review. There's new reviews.
Oh my god! Okay, fuck the jingle. Let's get right into that.
The reason I got very excited is because apparently they're busier than usual right now,
as they should be. Dan, you've heard about Gaetano, right?
I did hear your episode. Yeah,
yeah. You know, and you want to visit Gaetano's cheesesteaks, as we all do.
Do we know anyone near there?
Is unlucky enough to be in New Jersey right now. Go to Gaetano's cheesesteaks.
Okay. So I've got a review here from 4 days ago. Okay. 2 stars from someone called Simple One. And it says, we walked in with a friend and we were introduced to Gaetano's. The owner was extremely rude and one of the workers stared at me without saying a word. Not to mention the fries were soggy and the cheesesteak was just okay. So of course, Gaetano has responded with, for such a simple one, you seem to have frequent problems with customer service. Maybe you aren't so simple after all. We have the simplest solution for such a simpleton like yourself. Take some water, take some sugar, make a simple syrup, and add some sodium sulfate and swallow. Some problems are solved that simply. Simp.
Wow. Wow.
So we didn't plan for last week's travel agent section to be 15 minutes long, but we loved Gaetano so much that he's going to become the second guest on the podcast every single week when we check in with Gaetano and Gaetano's cheesesteaks.
Sponsorship.
Oh my God. Can we reach out for sponsorship?
I would love to. We are. Well, the thing is, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable taking this man's money when I'm happy to say I love Gaetano anyway.
Yeah. Like, you know, you see those sponsors on YouTube all the time where it's like, I've been using Raycon for the last 15 years anyway. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah, that seems very, you know, genuine.
Yeah. Yeah. But we would go to Gaetano's cheesesteaks anyway.
I would too. I would too.
Any others, Tim, or do you want to just go one a week?
I think one a week's good.
Okay, let's add it to the regular running order instead of the additional running order.
Whoa, I'm going to put it right here. But of course, Dan can't see this. We have a...
Dan can't see it, nor can the audience, so this is great content.
Fantastic stuff. So basically, we have a running order on Notion, and I've just put it in there.
I feel like Notion could be a sponsor with Tim. I feel like you hear a lot about Notion.
Oh, I fucking love it. all right. Jokes or travel agent?
Dan's choice. Where would you like to go, Dan?
Let's do jokes.
Joke.
Let's do jokes.
That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that. I was, that's the joke of the week.
So this is the joke of the week. It's going to run slightly differently because there's three of us, but we're going to rotate. And if one of us laughs, that is the joke of the week and the section is over. Is that clear enough to you both, gentlemen?
Join in the Discord, everyone. Let us know where you laughed, if you did.
Please.
It is. I've been training all week to not laugh at jokes, so...
Okay. Well, I mean, Dan, you're laughing at that sentence.
I know. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Dan, I'd like you to go first, actually.
How many jokes have you got?
I've got a few. We'll
I have
see.
Six.
I've got ten.
Yeah,
ten?
I've got about that, I think.
Okay.
If you laugh at your own joke, does that make it the joke?
It doesn't count.
Unfortunately. Okay. Dan, you're up.
Let's go with this one. I took my iguana to the vet recently and she prescribed him Viagra. Apparently it's designed to treat erectile dysfunction.
Clever.
Very good. Very good.
Joey?
My granddad was highly decorated in World War II. In fact, many people believe it was the tinsel on his helmet that got him killed.
Clever misdirect.
Okay.
A weasel walks into a bar and the barman says, I've never seen you in here before. What can I get you? Pop, goes the weasel. No?
No, sorry. No.
All right.
I'd like to be Frank, but I'd have to change my name.
Why would you? The lovely Frank doesn't work.
It's not rolling off the tonguey.
Rolling off the tonguey. Five ants rented an apartment with another five ants. No, they're ten ants.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Is it?
Yeah, that's good. Where did the guy go after getting lost in a minefield?
Everywhere. Direction. Yeah. Very good.
It's mean. It's me, isn't it? Yeah.
It is, yeah.
Have you ever had sex while camping? It's fucking intense.
It's good.
Is that
there
laugh?
It is. That's pretty funny, to be fair. That joke was weak. I misread that. That's the joke of the week.
My life is complete. That's it.
Well done, Dan, with the joke. I feel like there's so much more pressure when there's three people. Because when it's just the two of us, you have a second to just breathe and take it in. And you tell your joke, which you already know the punchline to. But when there's three of you and there's two in a row. So, Dan, can you repeat that, the joke of the week, please?
Have you ever had sex while camping? It's fucking intense.
Very clever.
It's very good. I also think... having you use the word fuck in there got me as well, Dan. I don't know why. I don't swear very often.
I don't actually swear on my podcast at all, which is why being invited onto this was brilliant.
This is liberating.
You haven't let go yet, that's all. Yeah.
So now the floodgates are open. Every single word that you can imagine is going to
come out.
I want
to go for the bleep
Dan's
of the week.
Well, you go for it, Dan. Or I can censor something at random and people go, oh my God, I didn't think Dan was that way.
Let's do it.
Okay, well, that leaves the travel agent, Tim.
Travel agent, let's get the train tickets, please.
Have you got your tickets ready, gentlemen?
Oh, no.
Always do. Are you a fare dodger?
Tickets, please.
I hope you're not a fare dodger, Dan.
No. Well, of that ticket inspector. I'm not ashamed to say that I often have some of your jingles in my head from day to day, but that is one that definitely isn't in my head. Let's say that. Yeah.
I'm feeling a different way about the jingles today, because Dan, I feel like I'm getting a live reaction from the audience because you tell us so much about the podcast. I'm feeling like a real sense of pressure and embarrassment about some of the jingles. So, I don't know. It's feeling very hot in this room all of a sudden.
No, all A number one by me.
Maybe it's because it's a carriage on the Honey Roast Ham Wank Express.
They do get steamy.
So, Tim, I believe you've got two options for Dan for his lovely, lovely Dan's lovely excursion.
Yeah, so Dan, do you want to pick destination number one or destination number two?
Let's go for a big number two.
Number two. All right. Well,
Dan's matching the tone of this podcast.
We are off to Snyder, Texas.
Ooh.
So I've posted a link in our little Discord chat. The hotel that we're going for is America Inn. The America Inn. So you can pick from any of the reviews that are on here. But amongst all the chaos, I really like Kathy B's review from 2 years ago.
Tim, I'm going to edit this out. Tim, can you repost that? Because you've all I've got is a link. Oh, no, it's working all of a sudden. Please ignore me and carry on.
Okay. So we're going to the America Inn Hotel. And the reason I picked this, amongst all the reviews, all these chaotic, awful reviews, there seems to be a very content Kathy B who posted a review 2 years ago that says, so keep in mind, all the reviews are like, the room smelled, there are bugs, you know, it's overpriced, the pool had no water, yada, yada, yada. And Kathy B has got very clean, couldn't get ice or drinks because they kept the ice and vending machine room locked. I would say again, but I'd like to make sure I get icing, drinks, and snacks first. So I really like the idea of people just in on-fire rooms with bed bugs and horrible pools, and Kathy is just sat there having a Twix.
I don't know if you've had a chance to look at any of the pictures, Dan. It doesn't look nice or clean, so...
I've seen one, they've actually posted the bed bugs, but someone from... Actually, that was September last year, so that's fairly recent as well.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of them actually with a dog on the bed. Maybe you'd be happier staying there, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, this other place that we've got for our food is a place just called The Shack. And this is your little Yelp thing. You guys can pick out a review or two to read. Because with this place, I've only been able to find two photos. One is the outside of what is clearly The Shack before it either reopened or closed. I'm just posting a photo of it now.
Okay.
And the only other photo that I can find of this place, I'm going to need to get a screenshot, is this. It a very like a blurry bread. Photo of a massive piece of bread and some cutlery.
This place looks like a front.
It does look like a front. Do you guys want to pick a review and read it out while I get the other thing ready? Because I definitely didn't prepare Snyder, Texas a month ago.
Yeah, I'll take the first one, Dan, if you wanna look for another one.
Yeah.
I'll do two, actually, because there's two short ones, and they're very contrasting to each other. So Rhonda T says, only when you're desperate. Food isn't good. The ceilings are nasty. Rhonda is big on her ceilings. And then the other one is Gayla T, which was a month before Rhonda. The food was really great, and so much of it. I took my parents with me, and we all really enjoyed it. Down home cooking by real friendly folks. Give it a try. I like to think Rhonda went there after seeing Gayla T's review and just went, these ceilings are really troublesome.
It's I've never seen a review call out a ceiling before.
No. Yeah.
It's interesting. And then for your thing to do, there's actually
hold on, Dan, did you find a review that you want to read? Or
There's just a couple. I've seen literally one-liners. There's one from someone called DDSB said, a wonderful place to get away from your wife and hide out. Not one out of five. And there's one here, Rick Sherman, 5 years ago. It said, dirty cheap. Asked for non-smoking, didn't get it. So I don't know if he meant the room was dirty and cheap or he wanted a dirt cheap room. But...
Oh, no. Not
that's
good.
Unusual for a food place to
run. Oh, no, that's for the America Inn.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I was sorry. I was still obsessed with the the other thing, sorry.
The Shack only has 5 reviews. I think it might have closed in 2012, Tim. So I think piece of bread might still be there.
Could be, could be. But for your thing to do, I've got 2 things on my itinerary. Number one is the Scurry Museum.
it's called the Scurry Museum.
Because it's in Scurry County, and that's the only reason I picked it is because it's Scurry. But the other thing that I noted while looking, because for full disclosure, I look at TripAdvisor for things to do in the area when I'm looking for somewhere for the travel agent. Okay. Number 6 on the top 12 things to do in Snyder, Texas is go to Walmart.
I mean, if as an English, have you ever been to Walmart?
I bloody love Walmart, yeah. But I'm
this
a
is
Brit.
What I'm saying. As an English, Walmart is amazing.
I love it. We had a Walmart in Bristol for a while.
I bet it was nothing on the
nothing on the States.
It's like Costco here. Have either of you been to a UK Costco?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to an American one, Dan?
Yeah.
Not an American Costco. I've been to a Walmart over there, but yeah.
The American Costcos are like the dream.
They're insane.
You could get everything you ever wanted in your life from an American Costco.
Can we talk about the food at Costco for a second?
Now, the food at Costco, even here, is good.
It's good. Like the chicken barbecue pizza. Chef kiss.
It must be the only thing they lose money on, the food, because it's so cheap.
It's so cheap.
Feed a family of 4 for a pound or whatever.
Yeah. All right, well, that's the travel agent. What do you guys think of your trip to Snyder, Texas?
Dan, are you pleased?
Yeah, do you know what? I can't complain about, well, I could probably, but I can't complain about this. I think, you know, place to stay is going to be interesting, and I'm always up for a museum.
Have you seen the pictures of this museum, Dan? It looks a word.
Yeah, but look, you know, it's a friendly place to people that are passing through as well. So that, you know, that it just feels so welcoming.
It's scary.
Actually, let me just click through the pictures. Maybe the Walmart. Maybe the Walmart.
Yeah, we'll go into the Walmart.
Yeah.
And you're not that far from. I say not that far. You're only a couple of states over from. Slade, so you could just leave and go to Alabama.
Yeah.
Be good as a link up there, yeah, yeah.
There you go, that's networking.
So, there you go, it's worth going to Snyder, Texas, so you can go to Alabama.
So you can leave.
Texas isn't that big, is it?
Texas is massive.
It's not that big, though.
It's huge.
When I've got it on my computer screen, I can cover the whole thing with my thumb, Tim.
I love those how big is Texas memes where it's got like, how big is Texas? And it's got like, you can fit the UK in it. You can fit the entire United States in it. You can fit Texas in it.
That's very good. So, Dan, you're pleased with your excursion?
Yeah, do you know what? I think I've got off okay compared to some of the ones you've had to go to.
I can't remember any of them other than Gaetano's cheesesteaks. So.
There was the one, I don't remember where it was, but there was the one in Jacksonville, that was it.
Yeah.
Where the prostitutes and the pimps in the hallways of the hotel would ask you for a ride to the bank.
But that was the one with the museum that we really liked, the Corn Museum.
Corn? No, that was the first travel agent. Oh. That was in North Carolina?
I don't know, but I just remember there being a live feed to the Corn Museum.
In case you want to look at the front of it.
All I've got is, all I can think about is all these places in these areas in the States that are getting really pleased because they're seeing hits on their websites all of a sudden. It's just him as he's going through all these options.
I'm going to burst your bubble there, Dan. We are not that popular. So I want to bring it to another regular section and ask you guys, whose breath is Keanu Reeves taking away?
I am Keanu Reeves.
Hello.
I am Keanu Reeves. Canada's greatest stuntman. Riding a motorcycle is like being a puppy, isn't it?
Impressive cock.
Impressive cock. As this is a penultimate Keanu Reeves, we do need a celebrity for the next series, and I believe Josh from Talking Smack has suggested Jeff Goldblum. Tim, how do you feel about that?
I like Jeff Goldblum. I think he seems like a nice guy.
Dan, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, and you can probably find for a jingle because you're already thinking ahead, aren't you? You can probably find videos of him doing what is it? Yeah. Well, without, you know, everyone's where their mind's already in the gutter, but sort of scatting or whatever, you can find.
Got to go on the dark web to find Jeff Goldblum scatting.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I do. Tim, whose breath is Keanu Reeves taking away?
I'm desperately looking around the news of the weird subreddit to try and find someone. And the only thing that's immediately jumped out to me is Tyra Banks, because apparently she was attacked by furries at a basketball game this week.
And rightly so. Why hasn't that made the running order?
I don't know. I've literally just found it.
So Tyra Banks is being consoled by Keanu Reeves, right?
Yeah.
Great.
That's what I'm going with.
Whose breath is Keanu Reeves taking away this week?
I don't know. I mean, do I incur the wrath of Arsenal fans and say Mikel Arteta?
You could do whoever you want.
Yeah, let's say Mikel Arteta.
The fact that you did that and Tim went, I have no idea who that is.
Woof, straight
oh,
over.
Oh, sorry, Tim. Oh, that text. Sorry, I know you referenced it last week, but sorry, that text interchange was superb. Sorry, that did crack me up. Because also, Joey, you then didn't say the rest of it, did you, where I said, to be fair, he's had a good go at that. And you said, no, he hasn't. And I said, yeah, let him have it.
I got one of them right.
Yeah, well, you still spelt it wrong. No. It was Jack Grelsch. oh, no, Dan's pulled his headphones out of his mic.
Sorry, I ripped the headphone. Yeah.
The podcast was so funny, Dan. I had to destroy it.
I can't handle this.
I got too excited at this. But yeah,
I think, following the football theme, I think that Keanu Reeves is taking away Nuno Tavares' breath so he can stop snogging dogs.
Hold on.
Have you seen this, Tim?
No, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Once again, slating the tin pot club that Arsenal are. Their left back, Nuno Tavares, is on loan at Nottingham Forest at the moment. And there have been leaked videos of him. The first one, he looks like he's asleep. And the dog is licking inside of his mouth. The second one, he is definitely awake and encouraging the dogs to lick inside of his mouth.
Two of them, isn't there? Yeah, it's there is. You sent me that, and I just opened it. You know, and again, I should always guess be wary with you, but I've never actually been as horrified as something as that. That was actually quite disgusting.
I believe the words you used were, "Why did you make me watch that?" Yeah. But yeah, so fuck off, Arsenal. Two of your people are breathless. So that was Keanu Reeves. And you can expect Jeff Goldblum in the future.
Excellent.
As this is the penultimate episode, I can let that in. Tim, how many episodes are in this series?
It's got to be 9 at this point, then.
Yeah, and how many will there be? 10?
10.
And when will season 5 start?
2 weeks from right now, so... In fact, 2 weeks from this episode's release date.
And what will be different?
6/10 of bugger all.
Good. I don't remember why we started doing the seasons, but
it's because we got bored of looking at my crypto wallet.
Oh yeah, you'll never see me sing live for the cryptocurrency jingle, Dan. That's a blast from the past.
You're not tempted to kind of relive again. The old memories, yeah.
No, absolutely not. So the 2-minute jingle of the hypothetical, my reasoning for making it that long, not only was that the song I had was that long, was that I timed one of our cryptocurrency ones and it went on for 4 minutes.
Wow.
So I thought, we've had longer jingles, this will be fine. So, Tim, you've put a couple of things here for us to talk about. No, you haven't. I have put a couple of things here to talk about. And one is Pal World.
Yeah, let's talk about Pal World.
Dan, have you had a chance to play Pal World?
Sure, I haven't. I downloaded it. I opened it up. It looks very colourful, and that's as far as I got.
Say less.
Put that on the cover, Pal World. It looks very colourful. Dan from Casting Views. So the thing I wanted to talk about, I'm really enjoying Pal World. I have put a fair amount of time in for the 3 days it's out. Payne, who is behind Tim, has put more than 24 hours in a 3-day period.
She has been all over it this weekend.
She is very into Power World.
Yeah.
And which rightly so, because it's good fun.
She didn't think she'd be into it, and then she saw us playing it, and she saw some YouTubers that she liked playing it, and she was like, all right, I'll give it a go, and now she's hooked.
So what happened was she saw us playing it and said, I'm not going to do that. And then she saw some YouTubers that she actually liked playing it. And went, actually, I'll give it a go.
Yeah, but she likes it. It's got base building, it's got animal catching, it's got survival crafting. There isn't an original bone in this game's body.
Yeah, so that's
it doesn't need it.
There is not one single thing in there that is original, Dan. The idea is Pokemon. The movement is the animation is ripped straight from Fortnite. The movement, stamina, climbing is all ripped straight from Zelda.
And the paraglider.
And the paraglider is all ripped straight from Zelda. But it works well. I think when you think about a game that you would want a Pokemon game to be, I remember playing on the Game Boy Advance, on the Game Boy Pokemon Blue, thinking how cool would it be if you could just have a game like they made with the later Pokemons, where you just run and you see Pokemon out in the wild playing, you can fight them, battle them, you don't have to go into the grass to catch them. And they did that, and it works so well with Power World. And I think it's actually better than the later Pokemon games for me.
That's the thing. Sorry, Tim. I was just going to say, I don't necessarily need a game to be original, as long as it's not trying to make out that it is, and it does what it does well. And it sounds like, you know, you guys are having a great bit of fun, and that's all that matters, right?
It's unabashedly not original. Like, they make no bones about it.
Hold on. If you're in the courtroom with Nintendo like they will be, it is completely original and not stolen from Pokemon.
Yeah.
Otherwise, not a single thing is original.
I mean, I've made it clear on the podcast I'm a big Pokemon fan, and I don't know if I would put this game necessarily above Pokemon, because I don't think they can be compared, really. Yes, there's a catching animals thing, but one has a lot more of a survival crafting focus and one has a lot more of an RPG focus.
I think I was purely saying I enjoyed this and I didn't really enjoy Arceus.
I really liked Arceus.
Didn't like it. Couldn't get on board. I wanted it to be Power World, basically.
Yeah, Power World before Power World.
So there's another one that could sponsor us but won't. So yeah. Your loss, Power World. Your loss.
Yeah.
Tim, anything else on Power World?
Game good. It's taking up a lot of my attention along with Tekken.
Game good. Yeah, Dan, have you seen Tim playing Tekken recently?
I haven't recently, but I do love, Tim, how you are so into those fighting games.
They are my jam. I was thinking the other day, though, I was saying this on the Game Club pod, I haven't played Guilty Gear in about a month at this point.
What?
I've been just playing games for the podcast so I can get ahead. And then Tekken and Power World came out within the same week. So, like, I've just had not much time to do anything else.
Nice.
Because someone, I like those fighting games, but I'm no good at them. I'm going to say it, hands up. But I really appreciate, just like, you know, when you see those people do those flawless runs of, was it Mario Maker? You know, those really hellish levels. When you see someone play a fighting game to perfection, there's just something quite, what's the word? It just does look like, I'm going to say it, poetry in motion. It does. It's to be able to play something like that well.
Well, finally, I love someone has joined the podcast that's on Tim's level with fighting games.
Well, like, for me, the reason I'm really enjoying Tekken at the minute, there's two things that are really keeping me in Tekken. One, I feel like I'm learning something every single match. Like, I've put some time into Tekken before, but not like an absurd amount of time. This is really grabbing me. And the other thing as well, and it's going to sound contrarian to my usual games I like, there's not really any, you know, bullshit meters happening. There's no crazy mechanics. Everyone is kind of on the same level of, like, universal options. And I don't get me wrong, I love bullshit meters in fighting games. They are my bread and butter. But this one is just like, hey, it's martial arts. That's it.
I think what I've seen of this Tekken, I'm not like Dan. I don't understand how it's poetry in motion. I understand there's a lot of skill to it that I can't fathom in my uncoordinated fat fingers. But I think that if you, with the Tekken, what it looks like is, if you saw it at a petrol station on an arcade machine, you could happily go up to it and play it with someone else, and it would be like drop in and play. And it looks like that's possible on this Tekken, whereas things like Guilty Gear, when I used to watch your streams of the Tim's, what was it called?
The combo contest.
The combo contest. What did you used to call it?
Wembembo's Wagon of Lads or something, I don't know.
Wembembo's Wagon of Lads, and it was a Guilty Gear combo contest, and it looked so unattainable from the very start that I was like, I could never get into this. But if you did a combo contest with that Tekken, I feel like it would be much easier for someone who isn't into fighting games to get on board with.
Yeah, again, it's because there's no crazy bullshit in there. It's just, hey, here are two martial artists, there's the health bar, off you go.
So seeing as there's no crazy bullshit, Tim, what character do you play as?
I'm currently playing as King, who is basically a giant man-cheater, who's a wrestler from Mexico. And I was saying this to Joey last night in the Discord call when I was playing this. Tekken 1 is very janky in its production. And each character has got their own arcade ending when you play through their story. King's whole story is that he's fighting to raise money for an orphanage that he runs in Mexico. But his character ending, the little FMV they put together, has got a CGI King walking up to a CGI building, which is meant to be in Mexico, but a bunch of Japanese children run out because the game is very, very clearly developed in Japan. And these Japanese children run out of this fake orphanage to go jump around a fake man cheater.
And what were you saying about no bullshit?
In gameplay, no bullshit.
Good. I think that's everything we have on our list.
I think so.
Dan, I've really enjoyed having you here. I don't know if you still regret it. I hope it's not been as painful as you thought.
No, I've loved it. I've really looked forward to well, firstly, seeing Tim as well, because I haven't got to meet the amazing Tim. I was going to say lovely, but that feels like that's copyrighted now.
Wonder Bembo.
Wonder Bembo.
Wonder Bembo, yeah. But no, it was actually quite all right. I'm now just, obviously I'm going to replay the conversation back in my head. That's why I'm saying it like that, because I'm now going to wake up in the middle of the night and say, yeah, get him to edit that bit out. But by the time this goes out, nobody will know what I've said now because you'll have edited it out.
Exactly.
So.
To the ongoing billboard, I'm going to add a little quote under at Wembembo and everything for it's quite all right, Dan. Yeah.
I felt quite bad now. I've made a custom thumbnail for Three Guys from Great Britain, and I'm going to add the quote. it's quite all right, Dan, quite from right. Casting Views. Dan, plug your podcast, because I love them. I get involved with Just Football. There isn't a space to get involved with Casting News, but it's really good fun to listen to, and Casting Reflections as well. So the floor's yours, mate. Tell people why they should listen to it, other than we do that every week.
No, thank you very much. So yeah, Casting Views, as I said, try to pick something random, entertaining each week. I do. I'm in the middle of a series at the moment, looking back at Black Mirror, which is trying to do more of a dive into like the themes and the moral and the tech of the show and how it would apply. And that's with mate Dan, who also co-hosts Just Football with me. And as you'd expect with that, that's just three of us, me, Dan, and another guy called Dave, where we try to pick some of the stories of the week. So not necessarily just go through the scores, but try to pick some of the things that interest us. And with two Tottenham and one Arsenal fan, it can be quite interesting.
Quite contentious, I imagine.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should listen to, I was going to say all three, but Casting Reflections comes under Casting Views. Listen to both those podcasts. I think they're both brilliant. Really enjoy it. And let Dan know how much you enjoy it. Tweet him and say, aren't you wonderful? Dan, where can people find you on Twitter?
I'm on pretty much all the socials. Just look for Casting Views. Yeah. Say hi. Yeah, I do like people saying hello.
Do it. And we do have the pub quiz question for Tim. What's the question and what's the answer?
So just to go back over the question, according to the latest UK census, what is the most popular girl's name?
Is it... I'm going to have another stab at this.
Go for it.
Is it Amy?
It is not Amy. Dan, do you want another go before we reveal?
The only other one in my head was Jenny.
Not Jenny. It is Olivia.
I
don't know a single Olivia, but this is according to the latest census.
I think I know two Olivias. No, neither of them like Olivia. They both go by Livy.
Oh, no, I do know a Livy.
There you go.
There you go.
Lawrence Tim's Olivia.
Tim's going, shit, there's so many Livs in my life.
Yeah.
Dan, is there anything laugh, you want to... Such a bell end. Not the message I was looking for. Tim, what's the message I was looking for?
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you bastards, Dan.
Take that, you bastards.
We'll see you next time. Thanks, Dan.
Bye. Bye.
Dan, is there any message you want to give to our audience?
Just, I love Game Club Pod and Two Blokes from Blighty. Take that, you bastards.